Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
That'd be amazing. Bum, ba, da, da, da. Ding. Yeah.
The minute you walked in the joint, I can see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm British rap artist Danny Beard.
And I'm grime producer Billy Andrew.
And this week on the Gossip Gaze podcast,
Danny's dropping bad bars,
Billy's horsing around,
and we advise if you like it, you should put a cock ring on it.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with myself, Danny Beard.
And myself, DJ Billy Andrew.
Andrew, bumpada bumpada. This podcast is two queers in your ears talking all things from our community, sharing our wildest confessions, our hookup horrors, and getting all the goss from you, the listener. Oh, and of course, we can answer your questions too. And on this week's episode, we're talking anything and everything from loving seven times a day to looking straight but being gay. Why is that like, they rhyme?
I've been really into rhyming at the moment.
Okay. Lily Bay, I'm rhyming. So into rhyming right now.
Rhyme is my vibe.
It's like a song, loving seven times a day, looking straight but being gay.
Oh, strongly.
Taylor Swift coded.
Yeah, very.
I wasn't going to, I might edit this out, but I've got into multi-syllable rhymes. So it's okay. When you don't just rhyme the end of the word, you're rhyming multiple syllables within it, which is something I'd never even really understood.
Oh, wow. Just in case anyone's wanting to start a podcast, top tip, get a producer that's a nerd.
and it's great. Anyway, so I've got into rhyming, and that is the result of that.
I love it.
Wow. Into rhyming right now.
Loving seven times a day, looking straight but being gay. That could be a fucking Drag Race verse.
That could, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Seven looks and strutting out. I'm shit at this. But hey-ho, I took my lyrics in. Whoopsie. What have you been up to this week?
Oh, don't do the plug, I think, first.
Do you want to do the plug? You pass do the plug. That, do you want to be a gossip goddess?
Do you want to be a gossip goddess?
Goddess.
Share your... blah, blah, blah.
No, I don't think people want to share their blah, 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 blah.
Share your blah, blah. Come on. If you want to become a gossip goddess,
come
get
on,
in touch.
Share your fucking blah, blah.
Share your biggest confessions, your dirty dilemmas, your funny stories, or anything else. Camp crazy or cuckoo. You can get in touch by sending us a WhatsApp, text, or voice notes. Go wild. DM us on Instagram at Gossip Gaze Pod or fill in the
take
form.
Take a breather, take a breather, take a breath.
Head over to this episode's description to find out more.
Yeah.
There
or
we go.
You can just sit back, relax, open a nice can of alcohol-free beer. Ooh, and listen to us, the Gossip Gaze.
I don't know what I'm doing. I just wanted an excuse to open my Red Bull. That is a Red Bull, though. You know,
sugar-free.
Normally, you have a coffee on the morning.
What, a coffee? Well, coffee. You know what? I'm trying to reduce calories again.
Okay.
So I've got a Tango Ice Blast in my Stanley cup.
Which is sugar-free for all the fat girls out there.
Sugar-free for all the big girls. and a sugar-free Red Bull. So I'm still getting my caffeine hit.
Yes.
I'm still hydrating, kind of. Is this hydrating, Sam?
What is?
Sam's a PT, in case we didn't mention it.
The Tango Ice Blast.
Yeah.
I've not really looked into it. If it's very water-based, it must be somewhat hydrating. Yeah.
Well done, Lily Meg. One gold star. Ice is water and water is life.
yeah, I suspect it's somewhat hydrating.
great.
Oh, it definitely
I'm hydrating
is hydrating.
Then.
Yeah.
I'm hydrated and my tongue is blue.
She's hydrated.
We're hydrated. Oh.
Oh God. Please turn her mic off. Do you know what? I've had a fucking chill week.
You've been doing some press.
Oh, yeah, I've been doing a lot of press this
week. For your tour, Straight Expectations. Get your tickets available now.
I'm not
going to
lie, it's pissing me off.
Why?
Can I say that?
What is pissing you off the tour?
No, okay. The press. You do press. I've got more press today.
Okay.
This afternoon. I think I'm doing Attitude Mag and someone else. And most of the gay publications, I won't lie, they're great.
Yeah.
They don't mince it up. But there's some publications you do and they want you on an offer call quick. You can tell, basically, if the journalist's gone, oh my God, can I do that story?
Yeah.
Or they've gone, you cover Danny Beard doing a tour.
And
who's
like,
Danny Beard?
Yeah, who's Danny Beard?
Oh, some right. That great.
You can tell when they've got that energy.
You can tell.
Yeah.
Well, I probably shouldn't do this on here and like slag off the media. But, you know.
I mean,
I'm not like a big famous person. I need the press to help push the tour.
For sure. And so you've had an interview with somebody who's just not really given a shit and then written an article who's not.
It's a bit like
half-assed. Sloppy.
That's why I say what you want, because if they don't give a shit, they're not going to listen to this podcast.
Well, no, they're not going to listen, but...
Exactly, but you can say it.
I'll say it.
There we go.
But it's just annoying, but it is what it is. I mean, you know, we're coming up to our five-year anniversary on the show.
I think we've hit 5 years.
I remember sitting there thinking, oh my God, one day I would love to be able to do this, and now I'm sat here getting on the press.
True, yeah.
Who am I? Yeah, yeah. And the press are annoying me right now. They're so intrusive.
God,
there was three paparazzi on my balcony this morning.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're kind of annoying me a little bit, but not all of them. Some of them are good. But it's just part and parcel of doing the tour.
For sure.
So, yeah, it's all good. Tour prep's going well.
Good.
I'm like stressing and sweating about it, though.
You did this on your last one.
Did I?
You'd stressed and sweated.
I'm really procrastinating with learning the songs at the moment because I feel like I sound awful. But why do I go through this process every time?
Every single time. You go to your singing coach like you normally do.
I've not booked a singing coach yet.
Yeah, but you can sing.
Somebody new.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah, I can sing, yeah.
But it's nice to have a coach there to boost your confidence.
Yeah, and just
give you a bit of direction.
Iron out the kinks, if you will.
For sure. But don't be like stressing too much about it because it all comes together in the end.
Yeah, and I think because as well this time on the tour there's not as many dates, but some of them are bigger spaces. We're doing like West End.
Yeah, your London date's a quite big venue.
The London venue is a big venue.
Yeah.
Everyone talking about Jamie's in there at the minute. Graham Norton's tour's going there. Like there's big people that go there.
For sure.
And I'm like, buy a ticket. I'd die if it was empty.
It won't be empty.
I know, but I will die if it's and I think people don't think you think like this, but everyone must think like this. I'm sorry. Do you think Beyonce thinks like this? No, she won't think like this.
Do I think I am?
Do you think Beyonce thinks like this?
I don't think Beyonce. I think she.
I'm sure Beyonce's not on karaoke version getting back in tracks to send to her musical director.
No, I don't think she's worried, but I'm sure anybody who puts on a tour or, do you know what I mean, kind of like that does worry like that.
Mm.
Like, I'm sure, like, I'm trying to think of somebody. Vicky Vivacious is sweating because she's doing a bit of a tour.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Not surprised she's doing a tour. Not surprised she's sweating.
I'm not surprised she's doing a tour. She's brilliant.
I've actually worked with her recently. She was so nice to me.
She's a really lovely queen.
Really lovely to me.
A
actually.
Really, really lovely queen.
Probably one of the nicest I've worked with.
Yeah.
And I work with a lot of queens. Actually, this weekend at Via, there's going to be loads of drag queens on. It's Easter weekend.
Yeah.
You're on Thursday. Tonight.
Tonight.
Me and you, if you are Manchester based, it's a Gossip Gays little takeover at Via tonight. I guess I'm DJing, you're performing.
I'm at 11:30.
Yeah.
Which is making me sweat because I've got to be up at like 7:30. No, I'll do 8 tomorrow.
Right.
I've got to be up at 8 tomorrow.
For the radio.
For the radio.
But... Right,
I don't want to be going into Radio 1 with panda eyes and like a lash halfway down my cheek, do you know what I mean?
You're only on stage for about 40 minutes, though.
I reckon about 20 tomorrow. I'm joking. Yeah, about 40 minutes.
Well, then just go straight home. Don't go out. Last thing you
want. I'm not going out.
Last thing you want to be is at Cruise 101 at 7 a.m.
Morgan's going to drive me there in drag and take me out of drag as well because I don't go out when I'm in drag.
No, you're used to, though.
Yeah, I mean,
show off.
I used to love the attention. Is now I'm like, leave me alone.
Because I see certain queens who do go out in drag, and then some that whip it all off straight away and then go out. Like, do you think it just depends on the person, or do you think some people like to go out and get the attention while they're in drag?
Yeah. It's all attention-based. It's attention-based sport, drag. If you didn't know. I think
it is
an attention-based sport.
Yeah.
I just don't like going out in drag like that.
No, to be fair, it's more of a spectacle.
It's a job.
Yeah.
If you want to see me in drag. And then people can, like, come up and get a picture in drag, and obviously you never say no.
Yeah.
But, like, then what's the point in people buying a meet and greet?
For sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a different kind of way of doing it.
So really, you should be like, no pictures, 20 quid.
No, I would never. Take some up out with me.
Yeah.
Anyone want to buy a Loom Band t-shirt, merch, sign, print, picture?
Picture
with
Mickey Mouse.
Cruise 101.
Imagine.
People getting fucking off the tits all around me. No, it's all good, all fun and games. I'm going to go straight home, though.
Good.
And I'm going to say one vodka Red Bull before I go on, that's it. Not like I'm trying to come out with a problem or anything, but... It's very easy when you work and just getting plied with free drinks.
For sure. And then I see, like, people with, like, in the crowd, like, hold up shots. In this country, we don't tip. We just give them shots.
Yeah, people just hold up little plastic.
Little plastic.
Glasses.
Glasses of
you never know
liquid.
What you're getting.
You don't know what it is.
Sometimes it's Sambuca. Sometimes, for me, it's when they give me, like, a milky drink. I'm like, do you not know I'm a vocalist? Do you know what I mean? Give me a milky, what's that fucking tequila rose?
Tequila rose.
It's very
rare
a bar as tequila rose these days. It's all knockoff.
Oh, it's not the official
milkshake.
One. Yeah, it's like fucking Nesquik with a bit of, like, you know. Angen. Yeah, not nice.
Angen.
Manchester Pride are announcing their full lineup today.
Today?
10 p.m. Mm-hmm. 10 a.m. Sorry, 10 a.m. this morning. We're on it.
We're both on it, baby.
You're on it. I'm on it. Sunday.
Welcome back to the Danny Beard and Friends stage on the Sunday of Pride.
Yeah, so it's the main stage again.
Of course.
And you're the headliner. Is that right?
Well, I'm not the headliner.
You're last on.
I will be last on again, but that doesn't mean I'm the headliner. We've got some amazing... I don't want to say.
Well, we won't say because somebody might be listening before 10 a.m.
Yeah, and I don't want to ruin it for people.
So if you are listening after 10 a.m., go and have a look. Mm-hmm. And if you're not, you're just going to have to wait. Mm-hmm. But I'm on there. Mm-hmm. Stop hinting. She's humming the...
I'm not humming anything.
Okay.
But... Yes, I'm going to be on last again. It worked really well last year because I host all day out of drag.
Uh-huh.
And then we go and do a quick change and me and the band come on and finish it. And it just feels nice. I'm, you know, Manchester born and bred.
Yeah.
My drag, not me.
For sure,
I've been bred in Manchester. But
multiple dives.
There's a whole
darling.
Other story. It just feels good. Feels nice. Nice way of doing it. And I really, really enjoyed last year. And the love that I got last year.
It was a lot of love.
Was emotional.
Yeah.
I don't expect it to be as loving this year. I just feel like it was the first year after Drag Race and people were like, oh, I'm felt proud of me. And it was really nice. And I just love Manchester and I love everyone there. That it's just the best Pride.
I think it is the best Pride.
I shouldn't say that.
Other Prides are available.
A lot of Prides.
Yeah. But Manchester's more special because you were brought up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
That's why.
Hometown.
Mm. I'm doing Brighton Pride this year, which I've never done before. I'm really excited for.
That's massive, you know.
It's a big one.
It's a massive
one. They didn't want the band.
Cheap. I'll say it. Cheap.
No, I'm not, I don't think that. I think, you know, they've got budgets to adhere to. It is a better show with the band.
They've blown the budget on Girls Aloud. Like, let's get real. Let's get real.
Yeah. I've blown my budget on Girls Aloud.
And I've noticed that's a festival exclusive as well. So they've paid for them to not do any other prides, I guess.
Yeah.
So they've paid for that.
Or Hoopla or anywhere like
exactly.
That.
So it's to get people in. Because to be honest, last year, Brighton Pride had Black Eyed Peas, which I'm sorry. The gays don't want no Black Eyed Peas.
Gotta get that.
Yeah, especially without Fergie.
Gotta get that.
If Fergie was
there. If she was there, whoa!
Cartwheels.
Yeah.
Cartwheels with rainbows on her ankles.
And like their best song, it's got all Fergie's, meet me halfway.
Yeah.
So we're not us at the top of the show being like, I am a singer. And then be like,
The Gossip Gaze. We haven't spoken about our David winning Big Brother.
Made up for her.
Really made up for David. Hi, Bradley, if you're listening. We know Bradley listens to the show,
love
by
Bradley.
The way.
Bradley
we love
was
Bradley.
Such great representation on telly.
Great story
arc. Did himself
arc.
Really proud.
I think the whole story arc that Bradley had was amazing. Always seemed to have fun. We had the emotional moments with the highs, we had the lows. David, I don't think we see David got fully emotional, but I think David definitely was the most entertaining and should have won.
100%. I feel like when I watch it as well, I think, God, if I was in there, I'd have cried about 100 times by now, and people hate that. I cried a lot on Drag Race.
You did cry every episode, nearly?
Every episode, yeah. Nearly.
Why was it so emotional?
Big Brother must be similar to that in terms of you're away from your family. It's 4 weeks away.
For sure.
No phone or anything. It's the same. It's like it's fucking crazy.
But I suppose you're around people all the time in Big Brother, whereas in Drag Race, when the cameras are off, you're in a room by yourself.
Locked up. That's hard.
So that must be harder in a sense, I would find, because if you were feeling down or emotional, you'd have made a mate in there and you could just chat to them at any time, day or night.
Yeah.
Whereas you couldn't. If you were in your room, that was it, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'm really happy for David.
I'm super, super happy for David. He is... I hope the world is oyster now.
The Gossip Gaze. So what happened to me this weekend, or like the previous weekend, I work at the Brewers sometimes, downstairs.
Pulling a pint?
In the club, no, DJing. Not pulling pints anymore, darling. I can pull a pint, though, if you want.
I know I can.
I'm good at pulling pints.
I love a nice, just the right amount of head.
Oh, I always give just the right amount of head.
Yeah.
Always. Mm-hmm. But down there is like a younger crowd because there's like a student night called Filthy Gorgeous every Tuesday there.
Do you remember that? Last time I went Filthy Gorgeous, I felt like fucking D-O-I-S. How do you spell dinosaur?
Dinosaur. D-I-N-O-S-A. You are a dinosaur.
That's what I felt like.
Well, I feel like that when I'm DJing there. It's a younger crowd. They have like slightly cheaper drinks, I think.
And like, have you got BTS? And you're like, no.
I'm like, oh, stop it. I'm old, Britney. So when I play down there, though, I used to get really nervous. Mm. So I used to be like, I don't want like the cool new like young days to be like, what is this old DJ playing? Because I didn't want it to be like, do you know when I used to go to like a wedding when I was younger and they used to play like fucking...
Yeah, but you're not sat in Filthy Gorgeous like, the buffet is open.
No, but that's what I feel like. Sometimes I feel like that. But anyway, the previous weekend, I was DJing and somebody came up to me and was like, you are eating... I know.
Actually, I'm on a low calorie deficit right now.
I'm like that with KFC. Yeah, I am actually.
Great. Five finger licking.
Yeah. Yeah, they said I was eating.
Wow.
I don't know what I ate, but it was great. But honestly, I never felt so like, wow.
Wow, I'm eating, guys.
Yeah, the kids saying I'm eating. Mm.
Well, Lily Mae's eating rhyming right now. You're eating DJing. Yeah. I'm eating nothing but a Zempic. So should we find out what this week's stories are? Because let's do the rhyme again. It's anything from loving seven times a day to looking straight but being gay.
There we go.
Well, we're going to take a break, okay? So if you want to become a Gossip Goddess, get in touch. We've already done that. Take a break.
The Gossip Gaze. Are you cuckoo for confessions, gagging for the gossip, or turned on by tittle-tattle? Then make sure you're spreading the gossip with your besties, fellow queens, and allies, and telling them to listen to us, The Gossip Gaze.
Mm.
Spread the love by spreading the podcast.
Share this episode on WhatsApp now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The
Are you ready for some gossip?
They were big pincer pauses then, Sam.
Thank you.
If you were doing like Amdram and you did those pincer pauses when you were studying Harold Pinter, they would love that.
Is that a person, Harold Pinter?
Harold Pinter is a playwright.
I don't know that's called
a
pinter
pause.
And he
came up with a pinter pause. You can drive a bus through them. It's to add drama to the piece.
Oh, someone did a drama degree.
Well, don't want to say, but I am a qualified actor and I've been in Hollyoaks Cracker.
We've each got a story today. I don't think we've said, but we will just drop in. We've been asking for your dirty confessions, your questions and your gossip, either your own stories or gossip you've heard third hand.
Mm. Yeah.
The wilder,
the better.
And we're drafting in me to help. You ready for your first one?
Yeah.
So this is from a nonny. She, her.
Nonny baby.
28. And she says, I'm a femme bisexual woman married to a man.
Go you, girl.
Before meeting my husband, I've only been with women. I'm out to my husband and friends, but not to my family. Now I'm in a happy marriage with my husband. I don't really need to come out properly to my family and upset them for no reason, as I'm scared they may be upset or view me differently. But equally, I feel like I'm hiding part of myself. Do you think I should come out to my family? And do you have any tips on how to lean into queerness and the LGBTQ plus community whilst in a hetero presenting relationship? It's hard to feel part of the community when I'm not fully out and I look straight. I wouldn't change my relationship for the world, but sometimes I feel like this eats me up and I'm not being my true self.
Mm.
Thank you so much. Love the pod so much. Please, please, please keep me in on.
No worries, Jane. We will keep you in. Joking, her name is
Jane. That's a pseudonym.
Yeah, it's a pseudonym. It was a pseudonym. Her name is actually Sue Donim. quite a hard one for us to weigh in on, really.
It is, because I always think coming out is such a personal and private and your own choice.
At your own pace, at your own time. So it would be wrong of us to say, yes, come out.
Exactly. And also,
we don't know the ins and outs of the duck's arse.
Exactly. And also, if it's, you don't have to come out if you don't want. Like, that is a thing. You don't have to.
But I suppose when it's something that's eating you up and you feel like you should, this is like an invisible pressure. This is a wall you've put up in your head.
We've all done it, by the way.
All done it.
I remember laying in bed when I was younger being like, oh, I'm going to have to tell my mum, my sister, and then it's going to affect my cousins. Yeah. And what will my auntie think? And then my grandma. Oh, my God. Yeah. And I used to lay there awake, like, think what all these people's reactions might be and go through person by person.
Yeah.
And the reality is, when it happened, it was a bit of a wah-wah. Because people didn't care.
Yeah.
And I was a bit like, oh, is that it?
I expected more of a hoo-ha.
I wanted a hoo-ha. I wanted drama. The only person that cried was my sister, because she's like, I'm not going to be an auntie.
Wow.
And she was like, but you've got girls on your wall. It was Buffy and Charmed. But she was like, you've got posters of girls. I was like, I know.
Oh, I love Holly.
I know. God, she made it all about her.
I love her. I love her. She's me.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like, Sam or Lily May could help a little bit on this one.
Yeah.
So Lily May pulling the mic towards us. She had, you had May and Miller eyes then when I said, do you want to get involved? I just saw the whites of your eyes and the arm of the mic move towards you. She was like, this is my moment.
Go on, Sam.
I was just going to say, I think, if you feel like you don't massively need to like come out and make a deal of it, but also you feel like you're hiding part of yourself, it could just be something that you nonchalantly bring up when it comes up in conversation. Like if you ever brought into conversation, if you weren't with your husband, you could see yourself with a woman. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily have to be like a whole, this is me. Yeah. It could just be,
I'm coming out.
It could just be very.
You don't need to turn up in like rainbow laces and like give everyone a lush fat bomb.
Yeah, it could just be quite a candid, like, oh, well, if it wasn't with my partner,
she's hot.
Yeah, or like, you could just be like, yeah, I'm also attracted to women, so what? Yeah. Like, it doesn't have to be this whole, like, grand moment. You could just very candidly be honest about like your attraction to both men and women.
Yeah, get really into the WSL and I think they'll get the hint.
What's WSL?
The Women's Super League in football.
Oh, okay. Us two were like, what the fuck?
We were like, WSL.
Sorry. Gay girls know.
Is this like a VPL?
Well, I was going to say, it's funny because I probably can relate to her a little bit because I've not come out to my family in any meaningful way. and I've always, I've only ever had two relationships in my life, and they were both with men, and I didn't realize that I was into kind of open to all genders until I was in my last relationship. And I'm of the belief that I don't ever want to feel like I have to come out. I feel like, as we've discussed before, come out in lots of little ways. And I think what kind of Sam said, you know, kind of bringing up, you know, the fact that people can be attracted to more than one gender is kind of the way that I've kind of dealt with it. So my mum, more than anything, is more curious about these sorts of things and has sort of asked about...
I'm joking.
Fruity runs in the family.
Oh.
but, you know, she's asked about... She's, you know, she's got into drag through my love of drag, and she used to love Pete Burns, and she's always loved effeminate men, and she's never always known the right thing to say, but she's always been interested, but she does sometimes say the wrong thing. And my way of dealing with that is sort of correcting her and saying, you know, it could be he or her, it could be a them, you know, when you're asking about who someone's attracted to, don't assume that you're asking them about a boyfriend or a girlfriend. And I think that has come through to her in a way where now when she's thinking about it, she is asking more open questions. And so I think she's more open to the idea that me or my siblings could be attracted to more than one gender, which is nice. It doesn't always work, but I think sometimes things like that, when in a way you're kind of just being a strong ally, can help your parents come around. And obviously that doesn't work for everyone, but I think, you know, that's as much as you can do if you don't want to go down the route of mom, dad, I know I'm with a man, but I also really love Fanny. Like, it's not the same for everyone, but I feel like that's something that's kind of worked for me. And, you know, I post a lot of stuff on my social media, and my direct family don't follow me on that social media. They don't know how to use it, but some of my family do, and they probably insinuated my attraction to more than one gender, but I've never actually physically come out. I mean, I have been a little bit scared that they're going to bring it up in conversation at some point, and then I'm going to have an awkward encounter, but that's not been the case, and no one's really kind of said anything to me about it, luckily. And
can I ask though, have you kind of thought to yourself, if it does, this is how I think I would, because you never know until you're in the moment as well. Because you can you can plan it to a T and go, this is exactly what I'll do. And in the moment, you just don't.
Yeah.
But have you thought, if they do bring it up, I'd say this.
I guess it's hard to know how it would come up.
Yeah.
And I've been someone, especially in the past, who's been really anxious, just in general. And I think when you are an anxious person, you pre-plan conversations and stuff.
Yeah.
And I've tried to stop myself from doing that now,
okay,
because
good.
I don't think it's healthy. However, I am more confident in myself than I've ever been. You know, I know myself a lot better, so I kind of trust myself that I'll be able to handle that conversation however it goes. And through the kind of subtle-ish ways I've spoken to my mum about gender and sexuality, I feel more comfortable that if that conversation was to happen, because of all those conversations we've had prior to that, that it would be an easier conversation to have. I think how it would probably come up is me telling my mum that I was dating someone who wasn't a man.
Yeah,
right.
And I think that is how she would find out. If she asked me blankly, you know, are you attracted to more than one gender or whatever, I'd probably just say yes. But I would find that I don't feel like that's a conversation we would have. But if she asked me about it, then yeah. But, you know, we've had conversations where we've spoke about women being attractive or whatever. So I don't think it would be a massive surprise. I had lesbian allegations when I was at school, so from everyone, including my family. So, like, and probably not in the nicest way, which probably
meant I was... Bet you regret them Doc Martens.
which I think kind of led to me being, like, I guess, internally closeted for quite some time. But I think, you know, accepting myself, feeling like a comfort... I think a lot of women, especially, are allies before they realise that they're queer. And I think that has kind of ultimately helped me and the environment that I'm in feel comfortable with if that conversation comes up.
I love that. I love that.
I love that as well. Thanks for sharing.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. I do think as well, you picked up on something like people don't talk about often, but I think coming out as someone who's attracted to multiple genders or open to multiple genders is very different as coming out as just gay or lesbian. We don't really talk about it, and I think because of the nature of it, sometimes a lot of people who are attracted to more than one genders do kind of put off coming out because you can essentially mask it and carry on like nothing's happened.
For sure.
Because when you need to come out as gay or lesbian, you're sort of establishing yourself as like, I'm not attracted to this, I am attracted to this. Mm-hmm. So I think there were different opportunities where you feel like have to have that conversation. But when you're coming out as attracted to more than one gender, I think a lot of people sit back and be like, well, no one's noticed. Do you know what I mean? Because you're sure. not...
And I think as well, not that I am pan or bi, but people seem to ask more questions.
100%.
So it can be off-putting for people to want to come out as pan or bi because
the stigma
they don't want a big
well.
Load of frigging questions, whereas mm-hmm. people kind of have reference points for gay and lesbian. And
for sure.
It's just kind of through whatever media, accessibility, seeing gay people represented on telly, uh-huh. it's easier for people to go, oh, okay, I understand that.
Yeah,
I've always described myself.
Which is why I think Lily May's way of just educating the family first on it
for sure
is a good way because it's less of a the questions aren't going to come because the questions have already been asked.
Perfect. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
what
yeah. definitely. I was going to say, I've always defined myself as fluid. I think what's quite difficult about it is so many people, because they can't connect to the idea of either being fluid with their sexuality or being attracted to more than one gender, they will basically put their own definition of your sexuality on you. And that's something I've always faced. Like my entire life, people have always put their definition of their sexuality on me. It's like, you kind of do get over it after a while because you kind of realize that as long as you're happy with yourself, it doesn't really matter what everyone else is like.
And I think
thinking.
As well, going back to this letter, because they're married to a man, they've kind of gone along like you were saying and like everyone's just assumed.
You start to mask
it, now that's
it, yeah.
why, now I think they've gotten to a point where they're going, oh, but this isn't me.
Yeah,
everyone's
yeah.
assuming a version of me that isn't me. And I can't imagine what that would be like because that would yeah. frustrate me too.
For sure.
It's
I'd feel all trapped almost.
Yeah,
but not saying you're trapped by your husband who you obviously love and want to be with. You're just trapped by everyone else's perception.
Mm.
It's deep.
Yeah, and you're kind of at a point where you feel like you want to break this perception now, but you don't know how to go around
but
it.
But I also think it's important to go back to the top point that we raised. You don't need to for no one.
For sure.
Mm. And I just want you to know that yeah. you don't need to do that for anyone else. So if there's any other reason other than before yourself and because you feel ready and you want to,
yeah.
then don't. It doesn't matter.
There's no time
and
limit.
what's the reasoning?
Yeah.
Because if you're happy and you're in a monogamous relationship with a man, it's not like you need to come out to find someone else or be with other people. But maybe you are. Maybe you're exploring that side of it, and in which case you want to break that down, and that's a whole other can of worms.
Well, I think
not can of worms. Maybe that's a wrong phrase, but that's a whole other route of inquiry.
Yeah. Well,
I think the reason behind that is actually in the second question that they asked, which is basically that. They're quite hetero-presenting.
Yeah.
So everyone sort of assumes they are. And yeah, they're asking how do we lean to queerness. So I think part of the reason this is probably quite frustrating for this woman is because she probably knows like, okay, well, my relationship presents as heterosexual. People assume I'm heterosexual. So it's kind of like this hidden part, even though she doesn't want it to be hidden. So it's just like wanting to be known. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, let's look into that. How would we lean into our queerness?
Well... That is the other thing I was going to say.
Go on.
And
go on. Then.
I would honestly, this is such like cliche advice, but you don't have to lean into anything, I'd say. Like, just be yourself. And I've experienced this a lot, right? Because when I'm with all my straight friends, people quite clearly think, actually, not all the time, people still presume I'm straight quite a lot. Like, this weekend, someone went to my best mate, Jade, and was like, oh, you've got a good one there. We'd just been singing a Eurovision duet, and they did not get the hint. And someone was like, oh, yeah, you've got a good boyfriend there. And she was like, no. And I used to...
Oh, you've got a good one there.
I used to get quite upset because when you are perceived to be straight all the time, particularly in gay bars, like I sometimes still go to gay bars and people question whether or not I'm queer.
Mm.
It can feel quite isolating.
Sam doesn't get let into GAY.
yeah.
Actually, once I didn't. I actually have not been let into GAY
once. That's because
you're
old.
Yeah.
That's
probably why.
He's quite younger than us.
Only by a couple of years.
I mean, he doesn't look it because of the work. He is younger than us.
But it could be quite isolating when you're in queer spaces and people don't...
Yeah, no, I hear
yeah,
that.
There's that thing of not feeling like you fit anywhere because...
The straights don't want me, the gays don't know I want me.
Yeah.
Who am I?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I've really struggled with that feeling over my 20s. But What I actually probably felt worse is trying to either act straight around my straight friends or act gay around my gay friends, because it's just really inauthentic. So, like, honestly, the best way that I've sort of learned to cope with it is just being myself and actually just realizing that people are always going to have presumptions about you.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, those presumptions don't actually change anything about you.
Yeah.
So without, like...
Just be you.
Exactly, be you, and just don't let any presumptions get down. Because things I did it at Pride. I thought two girls that were in a relationship together, I just thought they were straight just from when I saw them.
Right.
So it will always happen. Like, people will always make that mistake.
Yeah.
And you just can't take it too personally, because it will happen. Just, like, you know, be you. Wow. Don't let anyone hold
And, like, as Harry Styles and some random backup singers once said, that's what makes you beautiful.
That is what makes you beautiful.
And I think just finally, if no one else has got anything to say, that you can't... Sorry.
We get it. You've got more to say on the issue.
To silence. You shouldn't have brought me an ass. But I think allyship and, like, visible allyship is probably a good place to start. Mm-hmm. And obviously, as you know, this is kind of how I feel about it anyway. But from my personal experience, not feeling seen is one of the most damaging things, I think, for anyone. If you don't feel seen by anyone in your life, it's so harmful to how you see yourself and how you live your life. So being an ally to the community that you want to be a part of and you want to feel seen in, I think, is a really good way to make you feel better about your sexuality, because you're engaging with your community. And you can do that, you know, by sharing great queer businesses or listening to the Gossip Gays, sharing that you listen to us.
Leaving a 5-star review.
Heading over to DannyBDepop.com.
Exactly. Going to, you know, sharing parts of the queer world, you know, with the people that you love and care about and your social media and stuff will help you take those steps into exploring how you feel and sit within the queer community. Being with a man as a woman does not make you straight. And unfortunately, so a lot of people have a lot of lessons to learn in this, being, you know, sexually fluid or bisexual or pansexual, whatever you are, there's still a lot of stigma about that. And there's a lot to be changed. And also, I highly recommend, there's a book by Dr. Julia Shaw about bisexuality, and it's history, all sorts of psychology. It's brilliant. Highly recommend.
And I think
that just engaging in the world, even if you want to do that privately more, which sounds like you're listening to us, but if you want to be more public with that, then I think that's a good step to take you into exploring how you feel about being more public about your sexuality.
I love that.
Brilliant.
But if not, you
know, we might as well have a day off.
I know, yeah. To be fair, though,
Welcome to the Gossip Buys.
Failing that, though, the Doc Martens does really work.
No, we do. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
The Gossip Gaze.
Wow.
Oh, we're at the same time, Mama.
I love it.
Right, that's the cue to move on, then, I guess.
That is the cue to move on. Well, I just want to say thank you for that lovely chat.
It was lovely.
I know me and Danny couldn't get heavily involved in that because we're gay. And it was a very, like, we're gay. And to be fair, it was nice to hear the perspective of Sam and Lily May for that question. So thank you very much.
I mean, you know what? We hit a lot of marks lately, and it's thanks to these guys that make us look great.
Yes, so thank you very much. You've got the next letter, Danny.
This is from Anona Dick.
Wow, did you name that yourself?
Oh, no, they've said Anona Dick.
Perfect.
They've said Anona Dick.
So if you are getting in touch and you're anonymous, we want a play on anonymous.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to have to come up with it, guys.
Yeah, so thank you, Anona Dick.
We want you to create the content to make our show as amazing as it is. So me and my boyfriend have been dating for just under 2 years.
Yes.
I don't know why I said it like that. Like,
yes!
It was on a quiz show. Come on down. From the start, the sex was amazing.
Okay.
We were having it 7+ times a day.
Seven.
Almost 2 years in, and the sex is taking a little bit of, what can I say? A back burner.
Yeah, you kind of burnt through a lot at the start.
Yeah. Mm.
When we do have sex, it's great 50% of the time. The other 50% will be going at it, and then he will just go soft. I try and be a supportive boyfriend and tell him it doesn't matter, we can leave it tonight, we can do other things, but deep down, it's making me feel like maybe he's not into me anymore. We're very different people socially, and if we speak about the topic, he will shy away and become very defensive. Any suggestions how we could maybe have this conversation? Or am I just thinking too much into it? Or is this a natural thing within a relationship? And I should probably say, this is my first real relationship that's serious enough to talk about buying a house together.
Right.
Yours faithfully, Anonadick.
Pop a blue pill, call it a day.
What?
Pop a blue pill, call it a day.
Well, you can get a black one now that lasts a lot longer. Oh, well. Allegedly.
Honestly, you're probably overcomplicating this. Get him a blue pill. Get him a bit of Viagra.
Yeah, a bit of Viagra.
It'll be fine.
But you can't just... Guys, you're being quite insensitive.
Oh, I'm not saying... Oh,
by the way, I know we've not spoke about it, but you know that little flappy that you got? I got you a little solution.
Can I just say on this topic, this is very regular for men.
Most
people with penises out
most
there.
Most people with penises,
sorry,
correct.
Yeah. This can happen. Erectile dysfunction can happen. People go soft. It doesn't mean that they're not into it. They're not having a good time. It can sometimes mean that.
Yeah.
But... I don't think that's the case with this person at all.
I've had this with people in the past.
So have I.
Where they've gone, like, but when I was single for a bit, I was sleeping with someone a bit regular, and that would happen to them. And I used to think, are they not into me? What's going on? But then I'm like, well, but they're still coming round, so they must be into me.
For sure.
And it's literally, I think, I used to maybe see their mind go elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, like, I know it sounds really silly, but I've got quite an ADHD mind where my mind can go all over the place. And I think, but for me, once I'm in the bedroom,
in the zone. Yeah.
But for some people, their mind just has to go else. Like, the mind could just be like, oh shit, I've not.
Did I turn the oven off?
Did I turn the iron off?
Yeah, it's
gone.
Yeah, for sure.
The thing is, it's not even necessarily that. I think people love to be like, oh my God, it's me. No, because it's the person's health. Mm. So it could just be that. Getting a bit older, that happens.
Yeah.
It could actually be their diet.
Yeah.
Like your diet
I knew
kind
this
of.
Was coming, here we go.
I won't go
if
too much
need
on
to
it.
Book in with a PT.
Then join the waiting list.
Booked and blessed.
But your diet can actually affect. So if you're eating really shit all the time, it will affect your ability to hold an erection.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say, just for a bit of balance, I've basically lived on McDonald's my whole life and I'm fine.
Yeah, McDonald's and your black pill. Yeah, you will be. Even like sleep and stress. Do you know what I mean? Like all these things
and
affect it.
And I think once it's like a fire. Once it happens once or twice, that's it.
It spreads.
We've all been there when we've thought, please don't get it. Please. And as soon as you think it happens. Sure. And it happens the opposite way. I'm sometimes getting a massage and I'm thinking, oh no, this is a new person. Please don't. I mean, I never get an erection. I'm like, please don't. As soon as you think, please don't.
It happens.
I start levitating on that
super
table.
Super trooper.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah. It can happen.
It happened to you on the beach. You had to bury it in the sand.
It happened to me on the nudist beach. I was like, don't guess if you don't. As soon as you think it, I was like, to be fair, there was a massive donkey dick on there and I wanted to swing on it till dawn.
Oh. Wow.
It was a great nudist beach in
Where was that?
Mykonos.
Oh, I'm dying to go
Honestly,
to Mykonos.
Honestly, it was like tracking on the floor as he was walking.
Was
I've never
it?
Seen it.
Like, was it like 2 footsteps in the sand? And
it
like
was
just a little...
insane. I was like, ah, my glasses were like that. I was like... Am I seeing things? Is that a mirage?
Clutching your pearls.
How hot is it?
I've died. He's gone to heaven here. But yeah, I've got a stiffy there. But I mean, I have been with people and it's gone soft and I've taken it personally.
Oh, yeah.
And then they've spoken to me about it afterwards and I was like, actually, you was actually really insensitive there.
No, did they?
They pulled
Who
me up
that?
On it, yeah. So I was a little bit insensitive with them. Not thinking anything of it. I was just like kind of engrossed. Like, is it me? Do you find me grotesque?
In my experience, if you bring this up with your partner
in the moment it's worse.
Well, anyway, it's gonna make it worse. Mm-hmm. In my experience, the best thing to do is to just change it up a little bit, how you're doing it, how you're having sex. Maybe make it a little bit more intimate, maybe extend the foreplay, maybe you go down and work on it a little bit more and find a technique that works for your partner.
I know
a technique now for my partner I can do.
Go on.
My mouth.
Check my technique.
Let me check my mic. I don't know what that was. Oh my God, cut that. I don't know what I just did. Let me check my mic. That was the whitest thing ever. That was the most unseasoned lyric. That was plain chicken and rice. That was rice and a fish cake. That was the rice and a fish cake of singing and rapping. I apologise for that moment of insanity. What I'm saying is learn a way of getting them off. Why is everyone still howling?
Because we're not done laughing and now you're trying to give tips on how to suck them off while we're still laughing.
We're
going to
take
happened.
A short break, guys.
That's got us teeing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Right, go on.
Go on.
Anyway.
Sloshing tips with Danny Bird.
So you've got a technique.
You can't breathe.
I know.
Anyway, this isn't about me. I'm just saying, change up how you're doing it.
For sure.
Because you're getting into a rhythm, you're getting into a rut, and it's becoming an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when you have one of these times where it doesn't, and like, I'd assess that and be like, what went different that time?
For sure. Because you said 50% of the time it happens and 50% of the time it doesn't. So, maybe sometimes, like...
Let me check that.
To be fair, like my sex drive goes up and down, and sometimes like I can have a low libido and I'm really not in the mood for
in
it.
In the winter.
Yeah.
When the summer comes.
Yeah,
like,
I'm cracking the flags. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, top of the morning to you.
Mm.
It is.
I'm your mate and I know that.
I don't know how to best approach it because I've approached it wrongly in the past with people. And then I've been anxious then to bring it up again. But sometimes I was like, it feels like it's a me issue.
I would say this is not just your partner's issue. This is a you issue too.
Yeah.
And you can work through it. Mm. That's that. And that is that. And I don't think you should speak to him about it. I think it's a natural thing.
I do think Viagra
thing.
Does help though.
I mean, Viagra does help. And you can actually get it from Boots now and like have get it over the counter.
You can.
Even if you don't want to have Viagra, you can even get like natural supplements that have ginseng.
Be careful with those. Ginseng? I've taken natural ones before and they spun me out a bit funny.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah, like, I'm a little bit against herbal things.
Oh, so when...
you say that now. You're around my house tonight and I bet you're not against a herbal thing when you pull it out your bag and spark it up.
I am sometimes, because I've had herbal tanning things before. We both had them.
We had a herbal tanner.
We had a herbal tan
like
tablet.
You take a tablet and it helps you tan.
Yeah, so you don't want to sunbed after it. This is not great advice,
this
people.
Is,
you shouldn't go on
no
sunbed.
No one do this. Learn from our mistakes.
But I went to Holland and Barrett, right, herbal place, and they had these tanning tablets. Took one on Market Street. Went to walk down to go get the sunbed. I was like, oh, it's a sick feeling.
It's like I've never had seasickness, but it's like you're on a boat, innit?
Yeah, and then
you're
all of a sudden...
Swaying.
When
the rim-a-rim-a-rim come to
I was like a foam machine in my glove.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
It was foam coming out of me.
Really?
Like waves of foam. Orange
what was
foam.
What was in the tablet, do you know?
Don't know.
Fuck knows. It's from Holland and Barrett. You trust it, don't you?
Yeah.
I had one. I had the same thing. I had one. Had it in the car. Dropped my ex-partner off at a hospital appointment. I was pulling out of the car park of the hospital appointment and I honestly, rimba rimba come to sway. And I had to open my door foam. And I was like foaming. I was orange foam in the car.
it was
like, I mean, awful show, but remember Little Britain and it projectiles?
It was, yeah.
Oh my God.
Is that foam?
But foam.
Why is your Matt Lucas throwing up impression a bit on point?
What are you insinuating? I'm an actor, star, presenter.
Well, I've tried the natural tablets before. They personally worked for me, the ones I had. Because I used to struggle with my mental health. And during that time, I was struggling with a very similar issue.
Okay.
And they helped with me. And whether it was actually the tablet or whether it was pure placebo effect makes you feel a bit more confident. I think it was probably that, to be honest.
Yeah, I do.
But I would recommend probably like a natural thing first and, you know, maybe...
It's all in the mind. An erection is all in the mind.
I would also recommend a cock ring. They do.
I'm not mad on them.
Well, for me personally, once you get a cock ring on, it
does bring a nice vein out.
Once you pop, you can don't
it
stop.
It brings a nice vein out, and it keeps me personally erect for longer.
I like a nice vein.
Yeah, nice veiny big fat cock. Perfect. So, top tips there. I reckon maybe just get some cock rings and stuff and get some toys.
Oh,
yeah, but
what?
You don't want to be the one, we've banged on about this far too long, but you don't want to be the one that brings all this up.
What, hang on.
If you get cock rings and dildos and something else and just put, I bought some stuff, shall we try it?
Yeah, to
you
be
don't
fair.
Need to indirectly say,
but
I bought you a cock. Why is he? You put the cock ring on first and be like, oh, do you want to try this, babe? They're not going to know.
They'll know. I disagree.
All right.
Takes two to tango. You need to put more effort in. Done.
Oh my God. Right. Don't victim blame.
Victim, you're not a victim.
Right. Should we do one more?
We'll do
if
one
this
more.
Says Billy, fucking Billy intro voice note again, I'm okay. going to flip.
No, no. Billy got off from just intro and voice notes last couple of weeks. Billy's going to read a letter now.
Okay.
Good.
Right. Here we go. So this is from a non, he, him, 35. We've got an age. Oh, it's good to know that we're not an age. Around about our age.
We got the age on we're the last two. You just weren't listening.
Oh, we did. All
oh,
right.
Was the
oh, we got the ages of everybody.
28 and 25.
Oh, same age as me.
There we go. So this is, hi, Danny, Billy, Sam and Lily May.
Hello.
Lily May.
I just want to say, first of all, I love the show and listen to it every week.
As you should.
So my dilemma is, I've been with my boyfriend for just over 6 months. We're in an open relationship, however, I don't think he's keen on it. I do think I'm the driving force behind this, and he keeps bringing up and asking me how I feel about it. Now he's going to Gran Canaria on his own soon. He did invite me back in November, but because we only had just got together, I said I wouldn't go. Plus, I'm going away the same month, and with time off work, etc., it just wouldn't work. So the dilemma is, there's a horse fair in London when he's away.
Oh, God.
Do I go or not? Right.
That took a turn. That took a turn.
Not back.
Special?
Well, hang on. So we used to, there was an era of this show.
Yeah,
where horse fairs was sponsoring the podcast.
Well, I got but invited to them for free.
So but Lily I. May wasn't here.
No.
Do you know what a horse fair is?
I did look it up, but I do just think for anyone who may not be aware, we should explain what it is.
Yeah. I'll let you guys take this one.
A horse fair is when you have a room full of bottoms.
Horses and mares.
Horses
baby.
And mares. So you pick your position. You're either the top or the bottom. You're either the horse or the mare. And then the horses are blindfolded and then they can just get bummed. It's quite an intense sexual experience on. By the sound of it.
Wasn't there another one? Like stable hands. They yeah, just so, walk
yeah,
around.
So, yeah, so the
how
stable
funny,
boys.
Me and my boyfriend before we were even together said we were going to go as friends to one of these.
Did you get asked out on a date to the horse fair?
No.
yeah.
I can't go to one of them. I'd have to be the one with the bang on my head.
Yeah, you could be
so
there.
So no one knew. And I have to wear like them tattoo sleeves that like kids wear. Like, do you know what I mean? Like the stretch right. over like a fishnet.
To be fair, there's no cameras in there, so fuck it.
No, I wouldn't want
to be. I'd be gutted though if I took the bag off my head and no one was queuing for me. And then the big queue, the smiler over there. Yes. And then the fucking oblivion yeah. over here and no one wants to go on.
I know.
yeah. You know?
So that's
you're like the pinball wizard.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think you need to speak to your partner about this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to call a spade here. You sound a bit selfish.
And also jealous that they're going to Gran Canaria.
I'm jealous. Yeah. It's like, this is not a good way to come from an open relationship. I was in one. I'm not in one now. I don't want to be in one now. I think in hindsight, towards the end, there was more problems. When it was good, it worked fine. But the jealousy fact, this is like, the dilemma is there's a horse fair in London, do I go while he's away? You've already acknowledged he's not that into it and he's asking you about it, but now he's going away somewhere, you're looking for something to do.
One up.
It's like, it shouldn't be a game, it shouldn't be a, he's doing this, I'm doing this. You need to be a little bit more mature about the whole situation. And listen, I'm your friend. I can say this to you.
Yeah.
I do think as well, if you've got suspicions he's not keen on the open relationship, you can't then be like, okay, I'm going to do the most extreme thing I can in our relationship.
Because the other thing you've got to remember is you're when you're in an open relationship, it's not just your own sexual health that you're gambling with.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's somebody else's. And we can take PrEP and we can be regularly tested, but people still get STIs.
For sure. Mm. So that is another like kettle of fish you need to think about. Especially going to something as, I don't want to say extreme, because it's not extreme.
Advanced.
Advanced in terms of the there's going to be multiple... What was that noise?
What noise?
There's going to be multiple sexual partners there, isn't there, at this horse fair thing?
Yeah. Mm.
So the chance of an STI is more. See, that's just something else you need to think about. I think you're trying to get one up on your partner. In my previous relationship, not the one that I'm in now, but the one before... that's what previous means. We used to like do tit for tat in terms of we weren't in an open relationship, but we used to like cheat on each other a lot. And like when I found out you cheated on me, I used to think, well, I'm going to cheat on you then. You know what I mean? I'm trying to one up on my partner, which really just turned really toxic. So I don't want this to happen just because your fellas don't scrunch an area.
Yeah. I think really you should be, if you're really serious about this relationship and you know he's already not into it, you should be breaching a conversation. Is that the right word? Approaching a conversation.
A beaching one.
Which is more to do with how you can both be happy. And that might be closing it.
Yeah.
And that might be putting him first. Mm. But it's also going to look sus if you do that before he goes to Gran Canaria.
For sure. I'm closing the relationship.
If you're not prepared for your partner to do what you're going to be doing, then you shouldn't be doing it.
I do think maybe a conversation, if you want to do this horse fair thing, which it sounds like you do, just say, while you're in Gran Canaria, I think I'm going to go to this.
But I feel like they're not going to say that. I'm joining dots that might not be here, but I feel like they're not going to say that because they don't want them going to Gran Canaria and doing what they want to do.
The reality is, this boyfriend is going to Gran Canaria. He's probably going to get drunk. There's probably going to be a lot of sex happening and the temptation's going to be high. That is just the reality of it.
Very.
Mm. So... And also, you're in an open relationship. He's not. He'll think, "Fuck it.
I'm not doing anything wrong."
Exactly.
It's only something they've done.
No, exactly.
I'm not. Oh, sorry. Go on.
So part of me is just thinking, well,
let's sleeping dogs lie.
I think part of me now coming around to the idea, well, fuck it. He's going to be in Gran Canaria. I'm going to go to the horse fair. Why not?
I think you need to be very careful. I think it sounds like you're on a slippery slope with your partner if he's not happy about it. Because if he comes back from Gran Canaria and hasn't done anything, and you've been to the horse fair, you're only further upsetting them. That's something to bear in mind.
It kind of does depend if they're in like one of these don't ask, don't tell kind of scenarios, though.
That's what I was going to bring up. Yeah. So, like, disclaimer, I haven't had an open relationship, not an open relationship expert. Yeah. I don't think I could personally handle one.
Yeah.
But it sounds like this is a don't ask, don't tell relationship.
Oh, do you think it's that then?
It sounds like it's a don't ask, don't tell, because otherwise, why are you asking us if you can go? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And you're obviously suspicious about what he might do in Gran Canaria. So you've obviously got no idea what the other person is doing. So if you want to have an open relationship and be open, if he's not that keen into it as well, I suspect he might have said, well, don't tell me.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think that might be part of the problem.
That's always
you're
a
not...
sign when one partner's not into it is don't tell me.
But that might be like the issue that
for sure.
You're not trusting each other. So you might have to have a conversation where you're actually more open about your boundaries and you're very clear about, okay, well, this is what we do. Maybe it isn't a don't ask, don't tell relationship so that you can learn to trust each other.
And, you know, maybe those boundaries are things like group situations or these parties. Maybe that is something you can do, but not go with one-on-one or return. Go repeating with people, that was like one of our rules. Don't see the same person more than a few times.
Yeah, for sure.
Because what are you going to get from that?
Because out of the fear of maybe something could blossom from it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is, I guess.
Tricky situation you've got yourself in, and only you can deal with it, really. But I think we've raised some good points there for you to think about.
For sure. And
I sound like your mum.
Yeah, but the reality is, I reckon as soon as you felt this in Gran Canaria, you'd think, fuck it, I'm going to go to this horse fair.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
Good luck with the horse fair. No. We need to crown a gossip goddess of the week.
I feel like the bisexual she, her, Anani from the top of the show, who's 28 years old, has has got a place in my heart today. I think they're my favourite person.
Yeah, I mean,
no shade to the others. You're both great.
I mean, 10 points for Anona Dick for including a little too.
Yeah, that's true.
However, femme bisexual woman married to a man, I think, takes it.
She takes it.
She takes it. Do we all agree?
Yeah, get some representation.
Woo! Woo! There we go. Well, thank you very much. Oh, now, if you want to become a gossip goddess, if you want to share a funny story, a dilemma, or anything else, Camp Crazy or cuckoo, send us a WhatsApp message, text us, voice notes, go wild. We love a voice note. We like to hear what you sound like.
Yeah.
But if you don't want, if you want to send a voice note, but you don't want to be known,
yeah,
make you sound like Darth Vader.
We can make you sound like anything, really.
Make you sound like this.
What was that?
Make you sound like that.
Like Billy?
Like a gremlin.
Yeah.
We can do that.
We can do
We've got technology. Yes.
Buttons we've got.
We've got buttons everywhere, baby. Or you can DM us on Instagram at Gossip Gays Pod. Follow us on there. And also follow our TikTok because we post little social clips.
TikTok's doing well.
30 people.
30
we've
people.
Got 30 people got on 30 there. People. Great. Or fill in our form. And all of that information is in this episode's description. So yeah, check it out. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much. We'll see you on Monday. Same time, same place, in your ear with a can of beer, up your butt with a coconut. Thank you.